Okay, welcome back. We are going to do another hour to update you on another area, another angle of the most horrific attack on humankind ever. Period. This thing is so bad that I just begin to run out of words. They sound hyperbolistic, and they're not. They're just the truth. And shedding just may be, now, honestly, and I know, I don't blow my own horn or our horn for any reason. I don't do that. We report reality. We have been reporting in earnest about shedding for, well, we're in our fourth year. It's one of the first things we investigated and pushed. Beware. Take care. And the only thing you can really do to protect yourself from shedding is remove or absent yourself from the direct proximity of those who have been injected. Sad to say, not fun, but true. And we're going to talk a little bit about shedding again, as we have a thousand times before. Most importantly, though, this thing is getting worse. I wish I could say something otherwise, but I can't. I'm not going to lie. It's just not, people are not getting better. And they keep talking about the same cures, pine needle tea, detox baths. I get it. Drinking food grade hydrogen peroxide. I understand. They're desperate. They're easily led, and they're hopelessly confused, and they're not getting the straight scoop. It's simple. It's so easy to keep them confused. It's no problem. That's how they got them in this place to begin with. Confusion. Are you there, young lady?
I am.
How have you been?
I'm about the same. I'm holding my own.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's really all we can do. Things in this country are worse than the media will let on. I think that's a given, and most of you already know that. When I say media, I'm talking about both the mainstream and the alt media. Oh, some of the truth is coming out in the alt news world, but it's usually by design and to create a response of credibility in the people who are finally letting some of the reality of what's going on out there. We get it. Now, the New York Times has posted an article that one of the worst newspapers in world history, without question. Just a deceitful, disgusting rag. The New York Times allegedly conducted an investigation and determined that people who have been injured by the death bioweapon are being ignored. You think? I mean, what a breakthrough article, huh? 3 years ago, that should have been headlines. And ever since, revisited over and over again. Tell us a little bit more about this New York Times article.
Well, the title of it was, "Thousands Believe," operative word here, believe, "COVID vaccines harmed them. Is anyone listening?" And this understandably caught quite a bit of attention in the vax-injured groups. Right. And I could read you some of the comments.
Go ahead.
You know, they're happy to finally, after 3+ years, be getting some recognition or validation.
Right.
Here's a few. "I just read it, and it marginalizes the vaccine injured even more." Someone else says, "Yes, exactly." And another one, "I felt the same way. Believe? That was my first thought. Replace believe with no," K-N-O-W, no. Someone else says the article title should be "Thousands Harmed by COVID Vaccines. Is anyone listening?" Their version is weak. "We don't just believe they harmed us. They did harm us." And someone says,
"I
appreciate..."
How about tell us too?
Yeah. "I appreciate all the people who told their stories. Started our very first ever group for this. And the ones that are still researching for us, thank you all. And the reporter that would at least put the word vaccine injured in a full article. Okay, what else? Another one says they did not do diligence. They did not do due diligence of their research. They did not get to the human side of the story. The authors do not realize the issues we face to get care. They do not understand with deftness the complexity of the CICP and the VICP. Those are vax injury compensation programs. One more says, I'm pleasantly surprised they posted this article, especially given the fact that they primarily cater to a vehemently pro-vax audience. But the comments on the post were disheartening, disappointing, and frankly disgusting. A vast majority of people were posting, the benefits outweigh the risks. I trust the science over these conspiracy theorists.
Oh,
correlation
my.
Doesn't equal causation.
The science.
I've had 302 vaccines and I'm just fine, etc. Not one shred of empathy, just complete mockery and disregard for human suffering. It's eye-opening how willfully ignorant people have become.
The science. Trust the science. The science is as rotten and full of lies and falsehoods and corruption as you could possibly imagine in many cases. Not all, but in many cases. You are being played. All of us are being played by liars, frauds, con artists, and phonies. And it's getting worse. These people have no shame. They answer the bell. Ah, and who calls? Who rings the bell? The same old group in many cases. Joe Rogan, and he's being talked about as having the world's biggest podcast or something, whatever a podcast is, I still don't know. Anyway, Joe Rogan stepped out today and just basically bashed all the college students and others who are demonstrating against the Israeli Zionist genocide in Gaza. That's what they're demonstrating against. They're not demonstrating against Jews per se. This is not an anti-Semitic thing. This is a demonstration against man's ultimate inhumanity to man, the death of masses of people. So Rogan is a Zionist dupe. And you can tell him I said so. If I'm wrong, let me know. He acts like one. He looks like one in his demeanor and what he's saying. The headline story, which will go up in a moment or two, Zionist dupe Rogan blasts anti-genocide protesters on college campuses. He said, you guys are doing nonsense. End quote. So who owns Rogan? I think you can all connect those dots. Nobody in a position of extreme public popularity is there by his or own doing. Nobody. Forget it. They're all controlled. And here this puppet just had his string jerked. And so he made a jerk out of himself. Anybody with a conscience, a heart, a soul, a brain, any morality should be demonstrating against genocide being perpetrated by American dollars and most directly by the Jewish Israeli Defense Forces, the Jewish military in Israel. Those are facts. I didn't say anything that wasn't 100% true. So, yeah, you want to rip the protesters up? That shows you who you are connected to and who controls you and who owns you. That's all it does. So keep your eyes out. Keep watching. Keep reading. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said, that's right.
Oh, yeah. It's pathetic. The control is so absolute now. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, they're trying.
Yeah. Now, you found something that you sent me which made my day. I love to see pieces of raw steak. Next to cooked steak, raw steak is my favorite. And you found two two posts. I don't know where you found these from.
Oh, there was somebody
named,
this carnivore diet is really all the rage right now.
Yeah, yeah. Eat red meat. Here, let me read these. Hong Kong has the highest red meat consumption in the world at 1.5 pounds per person per day. Wow. So you're eating 24 ounces of red meat per day if you live in Hong Kong. 1.5 pounds
that?
Per day.
Do we really believe that?
I don't know. I don't know. Just reading it. And this person writes, Hong Kong has the longest average lifespan of 85 years. That's in the world. Red meat is a superfood. That's what Mr. Carnivore writes. And he also puts out one with a raw steak there. And he writes, there is no single food better for your health than steak. It is a multivitamin loaded with critical nutrients like selenium, potassium, magnesium, copper, and the B vitamin group. It also has bioactives like taurine, which is shown to improve diabetes, longevity, dopamine production, creatine, which acts as an antidepressant, carnitine, which aids ATP and energy generation, and so much more. So eat that red meat, folks. And when you end up with, well, you tell them what's going to happen to many of them.
Well, we've known now for decades of the very close correlation of diet high in red meat and saturated fat with bowel cancer. And what do we have an epidemic of right now? Bowel cancer.
Right.
You know, this particular diet has a zero fiber. So,
it's
you know,
putrid,
how are you?
Literally.
You know, your beneficial bacteria require fiber to manufacture these short-chain fatty acids for the intestinal health.
Right.
And I think that there is an agenda with this. You know, they tout it as being anti-inflammatory and this, that, and the other. Well, it is because you're cutting out sugar, which is a driver of inflammation. But what
don't
are you trading it for?
That, don't replace that with red meat. Cut out the sugar. That's fine.
Yeah, this is as extreme as it's you know, the other end of it, which is extreme veganism, you know, leaving out all animal proteins, even honey, even eggs. It's, you know, and I don't see that either one of them are healthy or sustainable. You know, with this red meat, though, you're getting a whopping dose of iron, you know, highly absorbable iron. It can bypass whatever defenses, you know, override your body's homeostatic mechanisms for whether or not it wants iron. And then the heme component of it is toxic to the epithelial cells in the colon. And then you're getting a big dose of methionine, which is an acid-forming amino acid. You know, you do need it, but not in those amounts. So it has a very acidifying effect on the body. And then the other thing is leucine, another amino acid, and that drives protein production. So, you know, if you're somebody who's taken these shots and you're now manufacturing spike protein, you can bet that after a high protein meal like this with lots of leucine, your production of spike protein is probably going to be quite significant.
Terrific. And don't forget about the simple fact that 75% approximately of all the antibiotics produced, mostly in China, are being fed to beef cattle and dairy cattle to keep them healthy. So you're getting that in the beef and the milk and the other products as well that come from dairies. So you eat a red steak, you're going to get a dose of antibiotics and a major boost in adrenaline. Don't forget that. That's why people feel great after a steak. I feel macho. I feel like a real man after a steak. let's go to the ball game, whatever. I'll never forget that shopping cart I saw, that shopper. I swear to God, it was a big shopping cart, and it was two-thirds full of nothing but packaged red, bloody meat. I expected to see a trail behind the person pushing the cart on the floor, but I didn't.
They'll tell you that, you know, this is our natural diet. I would argue it's anything but. Our ancestors didn't evolve on a strictly meat-based diet.
No.
They mostly foraged, and when they had some meat, well, they would eat it, but it wasn't served up three times a day.
If for no other reason, let's just go back to the old axiom that always seems to hold true, everything in moderation. Now, that was before the age of chemicals and pharmaceuticals, but just keep everything balanced, right? Just generally. Don't go, this is crazy when all you eat is red meat.
Yeah, it is nutty.
That's nutty. No, it's
and then, you know, the antibiotic
crazy.
Issue is real. I mean, we have a lot of people these days that have this fluoroquinolone toxicity from having taken Cipro. It's a specific class of antibiotics that are mitochondrial poisons. And they do a course of these antibiotics, and then a year or so later, maybe not even that long, they realize they have tendon issues. And, you know, it affects the production of collagen in the body.
Right.
But those same antibiotics are also in these meats, you know, in somewhat high amounts. So you don't even have to have a prescription for these classes of antibiotics to get a pretty good dose of them that can affect your health.
And then when you need them, if you're a believer in antibiotics and not Allicin C, which is safe, if you need antibiotics and you've been eating red meat like a pound and a half a day, you think the antibiotics are going to work? No. You've been eating antibiotics every day, so they're not going to be as effective.
Well, that's one of the reasons we have an epidemic of antibiotic-resistant bacteria now, that they're overused.
Not to mention the fact that 80 to 90% of Americans are immunosuppressed, immunocompromised, and immunoruined. Ruined.
No, they're struggling, that's for sure.
First target, the blood. Don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had another story coming out of Long Beach today. This is interesting, and it goes hand in hand with what we've tried to purvey for a long, long time now, that these invaders being flown into America, Biden just recently, apparently the data is that over 50 cities were targets for airliners, chartered airliners, flying in these subhuman 60 IQ, fourth world bioweapons. They're sick. They're nutritionally in trouble. Many of them have Chagas, Hansen's, leprosy. They have all kinds of diseases. Probably at the top of the list, though, is tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is a killer in third world countries. There are several kinds of TB. Normal TB, and if you're real lucky, 8 or 9 months after treatment begins, you might get over it, right?
Mm.
MDR-TB, multi-drug-resistant TB. That might take a year and a half, if you're lucky, and the antibiotics still work. Then there is XDR-TB. XDR-TB can kill within a couple of weeks. So, good luck. These people are bringing it all in with them. Long Beach. A deadly outbreak of tuberculosis in Long Beach has forced city health officials, to declare a public health emergency. Dr. Anissa Davis, health officer for the city of Long Beach, said they're working to stop the disease from spreading. Well, Anissa, how are you going to do that when among the invader community, it is chronic and common to have it either in a passive or an active state? There have been now 14 tuberculosis cases, says Anissa, linked to private single-room occupancy hotels as of Monday. Davis said 9 people in that hotel had to be hospitalized and 1 has died. Who do you think these people are? They're all invaders. Due to patient privacy laws, even for non-citizen invaders, the name of the hotel can't be released. But people who were staying there might have been exposed to the disease. It just highlights the urgency of being able to really identify people who were exposed to this group and get them screened, says Ms. Davis. The outbreak is concentrated among people experiencing homelessness. Davis said as many as 170 people may have been exposed to the TB. Well, you watch. This is going to be a very common story before this thing is eventually over some decade in the future. So there you go. TB. And your children, if you're in public school and any of these invader offspring from these litters they have are in your kid's class, it could be TB in there. Easy. 20% of invader children have tuberculosis. That's the latest statistic I've seen. 20%, 1 out of 5, have TB. All right? Doesn't necessarily mean it's an active case, but they have tuberculosis and it can be spread.
All right. And the other thing that, was it Epoch Times that was running a story on the mucormycosis, black fungus that India had an outbreak of, back in 2022?
We ran pictures.
2021?
These people, their limbs, their hands, their legs, they'd turn black and they'd whack them off.
Yeah. And now, this is a not uncommon occurrence after having had COVID. And it can manifest 4 different ways. You can have it in your sinus cavity, which can then spread to your brain. You can have it in the lungs, which is the most common type. You can have it in the digestive tract, or you could have it on the skin. But this is a fungus that thrives on iron. So, you know, it's not a surprise because iron is so dysregulated with COVID that a fungus would take advantage of that situation. And, you know, the immune suppression makes people an easy victim or easy host.
If you're wondering about the dysregulation, I think Erica was including the fact that the spike will destroy the red blood cell and basically turn the iron loose and the heme loose. It chops them apart. So you got two toxins basically running around in your system. The heme may be the worst of the two, but if the iron is there in plentiful commodities, good luck.
Yeah, you have bacteria all over your body that, will take advantage of that situation. Now, this fungus is, not typically in the body, but it's in the environment. And if you have a normal immune system, it's not a problem. But we now have a substantial percentage of the population that has a problem with their immune system. So
80 to 90%.
And this thing, it generally needs to be surgically removed. You have to cut out the affected organ or skin or tissue that's been colonized by this fungus.
Those poor people in India, I'll never forget those pictures.
Oh.
Awful. Thank you for sending them, by the way. It was cheering me right up. All right. Here's another issue. We've got another Children's Health Defense Magic Bus story. Wonderful service they're performing. Best thing the RFK has ever done. There are many people listening right now. We're talking to you who have been so terribly frustrated, if not enraged, by the simple fact that you have a real good grasp on what's generally, honestly, acknowledging what has been done to us. You can tell people about it. You know. Maybe you want to just pass them along a link to these programs. It doesn't matter. Send them an article. And what are you met with in many cases? Crickets. Nothing. People don't want to talk to you. They don't want to hear about it. Take your doom and gloom and go elsewhere and leave me alone. So this is a very big psychological problem for a lot of people who want so much to help their loved ones with the truth. And they're met with nothing but rejection and resentment. So here's a woman with a story. My family and friends won't listen. What else do we need to know about this lady?
I think a lot of people will relate to what she says.
It's a critically important part of this war against humankind, this species-ending genocide that has been perpetrated and released on us.
Mm-hmm.
This deployment is no joke. All planned, all done, using fear as a motivator for people to take the shot. Here's what happens when this one person tries to tell her friends and others about the issues at hand.
Okay.
Hi.
Tell us your name, please.
My name's Jackie Swidler.
So, Jackie, you're here to talk to us about how your family and friends are not listening. And I think many people listening right now will be with you. So
yeah.
Talk us through that.
So, I kind of knew what was going on because I go to an energy healer and he was like, don't get the shot, blah, blah, blah. And so I hate shots anyway, so I did not get it. But everybody I know, except maybe four people, got it. And, I've just been researching all the things.
See, now, honestly, and many of you may be in this same category. Everybody I know, except maybe four people, took the shots. That puts her and you, who would like to do better to help your friends, in a very difficult position. So that was an interesting comment.
And I try to tell them and no one will listen. And a lot of my friends whose cancers were in remission came back like 100-fold, you know. And
so they had cancer, it was in remission, they took the shots,
mm-hmm.
and you think it
yeah,
came back, yeah.
And then cancer's out of nowhere. Someone who got cancer and died within a year, and then closer family members, weird stuff ever since the shot, and she went in for a knee replacement and came out and can't urinate. She still can't urinate. It'll be 2 years in July, and I don't know who to turn to, and I think she's finally ready to try maybe alternative methods, so I'm trying to figure out who to send her to and what information, but it's like I can't talk about it because it's so delicate, and it's like my boyfriend's family, so it's not my fit. It's been a nightmare.
All right, now that's interesting. Somebody goes in for an elective procedure, a knee replacement. Happens all the time, hip replacement, knee replacement. Obviously, this woman was either slipped the injection while she was in there without her permission, or perhaps had been shot up before, but coincidentally, at least, she came out of there terribly physically damaged. So the message here is, try to stay out of hospitals because there are chances, very, very big chances, that you're going to run into trouble if you go in there. The staff is usually vaxxed, remember that. 1/3 of all professional healthcare workers quit, walked away rather than take the death jab. This is 2.5-3 years ago now almost. So that means everyone left behind, all been shot up.
That's right.
I mean, it's pretty grim.
Go to all these like-minded people events, CHD, and I've been to the Defeat the Mandates. I make signs, stop the shots, and connect the dots. I do videos. I did a song parody to Paperback Writer, the Beatles, called COVID Vax Fighter, and I mean, I try to do it through comedy. I just can't convince anybody.
Are people still, these people still taking the shots?
It's not someone, yes, I have relatives that just got the, you know, the one with the flu shot with bivalent or whatever, they're still lining up to get it, and it's like, and they're sick, and they don't know why, and they're blaming it on, we're just getting old, and this is what happens, and they're like, I know you don't like the vaccine, but we believe in it, and I'm like, okay, you don't have to be so mean about it, you know, I'm just trying to help, and no one will listen.
She's talking about how mean people are to her And that's another angle that, that most people don't want to talk about. They are being very badly mistreated in many cases in families. This has been
because they believe they're right. You know, they can't possibly understand that the government would do anything like this.
Well, the rule number one, it's not our government.
Yeah,
we know that.
They don't know that.
No. No, they don't.
And it's like I'm sitting there feeling like maybe I have the antidote for them, but they're just doing their Western medicine. And that one woman, that she just has no diagnosis for not being able to urinate for almost 2 years.
So what would you like to see done?
I like it to come out more on mainstream media, and celebrities and musicians coming out and talking about it. I mean, it's still, people don't believe it. Eric Clapton was vaccine injured, and he was shunned by his people. And I mean, Richard Lewis, all these deaths, and people are just like, huh, normal, it's being normalized or something. I just don't understand. They're not seeing this.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, because the more of us that do that, the better it's going to be. And you don't know how it does actually affect people. You're planting a seed the
whole
time. That's true. Now, is there anything else you want to tell the people?
Just let's keep uniting and help spread the word however we can.
Okay. Yes, right. I would tell this young lady, if we could talk to her, that even if she's prevented one person, informed one person to the extent that they chose not to get the shots, she's won. A life, one life. Save one life. That's good. You've done good. And so there we go. Frustration out there. I know many of you have run into it.
You know, the programming is so...
Wicked.
I don't know. Yeah, it's... You know, once somebody gets it in their head that they want this thing, you won't talk them out of it. You really won't.
It's a terribly strange thing to watch.
That's when they go and they sneak out and they go get it without telling you. And
right, I know. I don't.
I mean, people are going to do what they want to do.
I guess there are many reasons, psychological reasons, why people do that. An act of rebellion, an act of get even, whatever. They have to make a decision, and they're going to choose the mainstream media model over everything else. And that's what makes their reality, as I said.
Belief in vaccines, the merits of vaccines, goes way back. You know, that program is now a couple generations old.
Right.
And even though there have been vaccine-injured people, many, over the years, they were marginalized and, you know, diminished and made to seem like they were some rare exception.
Very true. Okay, we've got some things to...
Did you finish? I thought she had something to say about shedding.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it ended about 30 seconds. Let me go back to that then. Hold on, because I didn't get through it the first time all the way. All right. Here we go.
Will I? Okay.
Hi. Tell... Speak up. And musicians, you know, people listen to
and
people.
And you did not
see.
Get the shot. And how's your health?
It's okay, but I do feel shedding effects because my boyfriend got it. Like at night when I'm like cuddling and holding him, I feel like electricity through me. So, but I'm on tons of supplements to detox.
You're not the first person to say that.
Really?
Other people have said the same thing. They feel this like tingling.
Yeah.
It's like it is like electricity.
5G or whatever, or my smart TV or whatever is happening. I should probably sleep with my phone in the other room and... That's interesting. See, if we all share our stories and connect, we can help each other. And if anyone knows, if it's a similar thing with not being able to urinate, Yeah. I would love to help.
I'm sorry. I don't know who can help that, but I'm sure there's someone listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Shedding. There is a prime directive in life to find a partner, a mate, and ultimately to theoretically reproduce and perpetuate the species. You can't do that anymore. If you run out,
you pay for
your vaxxed opposite, you'll pay for it, and maybe with your life. No joke. This woman, maybe she's supplementing and getting some buffering that way, I don't know, but having a boyfriend who's been shot up to the extent that she feels an electrical-like sensation in her body when she's near him, that should really be a big wake-up hit, you know? Put your cell phone in the other room, fine. Well, put the boyfriend in the other room. Protect yourself.
Yeah, that's not a good situation. we've had or seen situations like that, and the unvaxxed person really does suffer, and in some cases dies.
Correct. Unvaxxed cancers, lots of different physiological catastrophes in the unvaxxed who have hanging around their vaxxed opposite. And many of them have no choice. It's their work. I understand. It's whatever they do in life. And people who are clinicians, from massage therapists to chiropractors, anybody who puts their hands on people, that to me is really begging for trouble. A massage therapist, think about that.
Well, there have been some that were doing that and getting sick and not really, at least initially, understanding why.
No.
And then they began connecting the dots, and they eventually had to quit. You know, their health was suffering so much.
Exactly. Okay, let's go here. Let me take a look. What do we got? All right, April 26th, group.
Okay.
Unvaxxed victim of shedding. It's a thread of four.
I'm getting there.
Unvaxxed victim of shedding. Okay.
Yep.
All right. There's four there. Go ahead. Go take all four. They're short.
This woman says, "My partner is unvaccinated, but worked with the jab for a couple of years. He has lost weight. He's had a cough, and now he has an autoimmune disorder with lung problems, which the hospital can't diagnose. Anybody's thoughts?"
Well, let's stop right there. What are our thoughts? What are your thoughts? An unvaxxed partner works with the vaxxed for a couple of years, not sure what he did. Now he's losing weight. He's got a cough, the old COVID cough probably, and now has an autoimmune disorder with lung problems that the hospital can't diagnose. Classic shedding disaster. They have no idea at the hospital about shedding, these people. Very few.
She adds to that, I don't know what to think, to be honest. He's unjabbed, and he is developing lung cancer very rapidly.
Well, there you go.
And someone adds to that, my brother had the same issue. He lost weight as well because he worked with the jabbed. He later died of a massive heart attack because of a blood clot that stopped the heart from getting a heartbeat back in the ambulance. My brother was unvaxxed, took no medication, and watched his food consumption. The only food he had was organic, and he was a guy who loved to run. So basically, he was a top healthy guy. They shed, the vaxxed. Those are the facts.
You got it.
And that's not the first story we've had of an unvaxxed person having to work around the vaxxed that thought that they were
safe.
You know, fine. essentially.
He might as well have taken the bioweapon injection.
Yeah,
Now,
we have to consider that there is a virus out there that is capable of doing this as well. And is
correct.
It a combination of having had the virus, currently having the virus, and then acquiring this shedding? Or is the shedding enough to do this all on its own? I mean, we don't have the answers to those questions, but, these types of stories...
we have to assume that shedding in and of itself is enough. We have to assume that. We've read too many stories of people.
And we can look to the animals, people's pets.
Awful. Yes.
If somebody's freshly vaxxed and they come home to their pet, I've heard so many stories now of dog or cat or,
parrot.
Bird. Yeah. They don't do well. In fact, I just read from an acquaintance online today that they had to put their dog down. The dog was sick, and they couldn't figure out why, and he wasn't getting better.
And I'll bet there are dogs in households all over the country of the vaxxed who are exhibiting and expressing the same profile.
Yeah. And vets have no idea.
Well.
This just evades any normal, diagnosis or workup. Where do you start? You just know that, something's wrong, but what is it and what's causing it? Well,
right.
These animals are getting spiked.
They're not looking at
No. A lot of times it's just enough for somebody to be working, unvaxxed, working in a vaxxed environment, and then they bring the shedding home on their clothing.
And in shedding, don't think it's just spike. Think, and
right.
We've said this for at least a couple years, mRNA is likely, and we have evidence now that it is being shed as well. mRNA is, just for those of you newcomers, it's basically, think of it as the instructions that go into your body, into your cells, and order your cells to stop doing what they're normally doing and to produce only spike proteins. So you are a forever spike factory. That's what the mRNA does. And then on top of that, we have prion proteins that are likely being shed. If someone's infested with prions, prove to me that they're not shedding them. You can't.
No. They're confirmed in exosomes, and exosomes leave the body in multiple ways. They come out through the breath, all bodily fluids, sweat, probably skin cells that are sloughed off.
Tears, saliva, you got it. All right, it's all there. Okay, there's one more. Go ahead, finish that thread.
Sounds like mine. He just didn't lose weight. His office personnel got vaxxed, and he didn't even mandate it. I can't even go in the office. It makes me sick. He is now having heart and breathing issues. He goes to have another test done on his heart. They don't know what's wrong.
See, damn it, that goes back to the same thing. Test, test, test. And your insurance will not pay for 100% of those tests. No. It's a transfer of wealth. The evil ones are making a fortune on the suffering and deaths of those on the other side of the needle. It's just despicable.
Sure is.
Okay, we've got more here. You put up some new ones for us today. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, wait. There's still a couple more. Hold. There's still a couple more down there.
Did we do evil doctors?
No. No. Let me pull that up. Okay. All right. Here we go. Evil doctors. I just want to rant a minute about doctors. How many of you know, how many of you now... person tried to write it, how many of you now look at doctors in a whole new light? I certainly do. Those who once were admired are now looked at with disgust. Sure, they unknowingly pushed the kill shot on all of their patients and got a bonus when 60% of them became injected. but they continue to do so. And when their patients come back to them harmed from the vax that they came up with,
you're missing punctuation.
There's no punctuation at all in mine. All right, let me try again here. But they continue to do so, and when their patients come back to them harmed from the vax, they come up with a different diagnosis and push more big pharma deadly drugs on them to help cover up that, quote, they are the reason for their ailments to begin with. No apologies, just bullcrap excuses like it's genetics or something you ate, etc., etc. My doctor openly admitted he didn't take the COVID vax, but continues to this day to push it on everyone else. This has been going on for years and years. Think about it. They are not naive people. They know what they are doing. The almighty dollar is their god, and no matter how many lives they ruin, they will continue to worship and put money first. You mean nothing to them. Your health means nothing to them. They will continue, always have and always will, to go along with Satan's playbook. Well said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and try and get an appointment to get in to see one of these bastards. It'll take you months in some cases.
Yep.
No joke. Okay, headaches from shedding. About two or three under the one I just did.
Okay.
Did we do that?
The question is, did anyone here get headaches from shedding? And if so, can you please tell me for how long and where in your head? First one says, I've gotten headaches from shedding. Duration and intensity varies, but I got a couple really bad ones that lasted 2 to 3 days. I've also had burning pain, especially with skin-to-skin contact. Back pains, too, but often more like pressure, and sometimes like being poked repeatedly. Another person says, I tried everything. Severe headache yesterday and this morning. For the first time ever, I took 2 drops of Lugol solution in a glass of water. Headache gone after 30 minutes so far. We will see.
All right. Hospitalized from shedding. Is that where we should start?
Sure.
Here in Arizona, and living proof that there are biological weapons. Long story, but I survived from being in contact with a boosted friend. She got the first booster 5 days prior to me seeing her at her home for a football game. Many high fives during the game is how I got bioweaponed. Skin contact. Within 10 hours of that contact, I was home and began to feel sick. Within 1 week, I was in an ICU near death. They are bioweapons. Yes, indeed.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Someone says to that, if you watched the football game in her home, you were also inhaling whatever she was shedding. And he replies, yes, back in November of 2021, there was not that much out there to know what I know now. She also had a dog who I was petting at times. All we can do is just keep up with the research going on and how to protect ourselves from the shedding. I never shake anyone's hand anymore that I meet. They look at me weird, but I don't care what they think. They are the sheep, and they have no clue.
Well, she got the first booster 5 days before me seeing her at her home for a football game. I wonder if he's still seeing her. Again, it sounds cruel, but I don't know. Look, if you want to protect yourself, the best thing you can do, the number one frontline technology you can employ, is avoidance. Stay away.
Yeah.
Minimize. I mean, I can't believe all the guys in a room. Yes, he's breathing totally spiked mRNA, potentially prion-infested air, for one thing. He's high-fiving. God only knows what else. You can't put yourself in that situation. Can't do it. All right, finish off. There's one more there.
All right, so next question. Well, what do you do when they stretch out their hand? And he said, well, I say to them, sorry, I don't shake hands, but it's nice to meet you. I just had to do that this last weekend.
Let me underscore that. Don't be afraid to say, I'm sorry, don't take it personally, I just don't shake hands anymore. Virtually everyone will say, that's fine, no problem. Don't be afraid. If someone sticks their hand out, you got to fight yourself. You have to break the habit of sticking your hand out too. You have to draw that line, and you have to just kind of bow a little bit and say, thank you very much, I don't shake hands anymore. No offense. And they'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You're not going to offend anybody. You don't need the transfer.
Right.
Don't skin to skin. Okay. Let me see these. How do these shape up? Oh, we can get through some of it. Shedding from the unvaxxed. We have gathered a great community of unvaxxed people around us over the last couple of years. We love to share and opened a little spa for those. Uh-oh, you better sit down for this one, friends. We opened a little spa for those who cannot join the regular saunas and hot tubs, as we ourselves suffer a lot from shedding and like to share our own sauna and hot tub with those who have the same problem. The community was delighted when we proposed this, but after having some people over that had secondhand shedding for sure, we are rethinking our decision to share, as we now have problems entering our own facilities. Now, this person is talking about spas and hot tubs with other people. You're in a hot tub sharing every bodily secretion you can imagine, and probably some you'd rather not imagine, with those people in that hot tub. Sauna, same thing in the air. The moisture, aerosolized micro droplets. I would love to keep sharing, as I know there are others suffering from the same secondhand shedding. I would rather find a solution to decontaminate the surfaces and air so everyone is helped out. So I'm wondering if anybody knows a way to decontaminate the wooden sauna seats. Purify the sauna air and the water in the hot tub during and after we all jump in. Any comments, Chief? Is that crazy or what?
You know, everybody has their own tolerance for risk. You know, I don't think people realize we're in the middle of a biological war. You want to finish this?
You go right ahead.
All right. So far, I've read about ideas for using colloidal silver spray, fulvic acid spray, eucalyptus essential oil mist, baking soda spray, peroxygen sprays and wipes, fat-soluble dishwashing liquids, curd soap, povidone iodine diluted with water. I can try each one of these great ideas, of course, but we'll only know if they work through trial and error. I'd rather go for success immediately, though.
Yep.
Anyone experienced in cleaning, shedding contaminated rooms that knows of a good protocol using one of the above? Or maybe something totally different? Or does anyone else have any thoughts on the subject?
Yes, I would submit, what's wrong with your brain, you idiot? Stay out of hot tubs and saunas with others who are suffering from either direct bioweapon disaster or secondary. Don't do it.
I would just say at this stage of the game, because these things are obviously transfer, not having had the vax is no guarantee that someone hasn't acquired it through another means.
No. In other words, you're not safe under any circumstance. You're out mixing and mingling. You are at risk. Simple. Keep it in mind. All right. Good job. We're running late. We got to say goodnight.
Okay.
So take care.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
We'll be right back with more. Oh, my, I'm trying to get this out of my head. They're piling into saunas together, hot tubs together. No. Nope, those days are over. Be right back. Hold on.